Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is so awesome to be here once again. I'm telling you, God is good and his mercies endure forever and ever. Today is Monday. It is April the 14th, 2020, and things are changing every day. Things are happening every day, but God is still the same. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we're grateful that we are a part of his kingdom. We are a holy nation. We are a peculiar people. We have been called out by God, and we're grateful that the Lord has allowed us to be here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends. We know a friend who is closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. So we look to him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So this morning we're going to get started in a prayer, and we're going to see what else God would have us to share, where he would lead us to go this morning as far as sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and sharing what he wants us to know so that we'll be prepared for the future. So this morning, what I'm going to see if Sister Maria, and also Apostle Horsley, are you available to pray this morning?
Good morning,
yes,
yes ma'am.
Okay, so yes, good morning, the both of you. Alice Marie, if you will start us off, and then Apostle Horsley, if you will pray, and then we'll go from there this morning. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Heavenly Father, Lord. Good morning. We come to you this morning, Lord, just praising you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just praise you, Lord, for holding our hand and being with us as we go through storms, Lord, and we praise you for bringing us out of storms, that been through some storms, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father, we just praise you, Lord, for just being our friend, for being our Father, Heavenly Father. Father, we just praise you, Lord, for loving us unconditionally, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we just praise you, Lord, for your blessing, your miracles, Heavenly Father. We praise you for opening doors, Lord, for closing doors that should be closed, Lord, for making ways out of no way, Lord. We praise you for sheltering us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you for the miracles and the blessings, Heavenly Father. We praise you for providing for us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Lord, we just praise you, Lord, just for being God, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We praise you for never turning your back on us, Lord. We praise you for eternal life, Heavenly Father. Lord, we praise you for the people that you put in our path, Lord, to help us with our walk in Christ, Lord. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. We just praise you for Pastor Darlene getting up every morning on the prayer line, jolly, Lord, and oh, yes, and full of spirit. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, for being here for us, Heavenly Father, for allowing you to use her, Heavenly Father. Oh, as you see fit, Heavenly Father, and we just praise you for her, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Father. Father, we praise you for the protection right now as this virus is out here for covering us and our family and our friends, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father, we just praise you, Lord, for we don't know where we would be without you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, we praise you for bringing us a mighty, mighty long ways, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, Father God, we can never praise you enough for who you are, Lord, for your mighty works, Father. Oh, we praise you, Lord, for you are the great I am. You are the mighty God, Lord. Oh, we just thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, Father. For we know there is nothing that you can't do except die and lie, Father. And we just thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Father. There's no one like you, no one like you, Lord, but your goodness and your mercy, Lord. Oh, yes, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for just opening the gates of heaven and pouring out blessings on us, Heavenly Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Father, we just thank you for pushing us and pushing people through when they don't think they can make it, Lord. Just push them on through there, Lord. We just praise you for that, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise you for the strength that you instill in us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, for the peace, Lord. We just praise you for the peace, the joy. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, we just praise you for your unconditional love. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Oh, yes, and we love you, Lord, with all our heart, Heavenly Father. Father, we're just asking you that, Lord, just pray. We praising you, Lord, for the virus being killed, Lord, because we know you are at work, Heavenly Father, that your will be done, Lord. And so we praising you for ending this virus, Lord, and killing this virus, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Heavenly Father, your will is our will, Lord. We know everything is on your timing, and we just thank you, Lord, for making ways, Lord, for doing things, Lord, that nobody else could do, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Father, we're praying for healing of those people that's out there with the virus, Heavenly Father. We're praying for comfort for their family and their friends, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Father. We're just praying that you protect the ones in the nursing home, Lord. And, Lord, those in physical therapy, Lord, we're praying for healing for them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, strengthen them, Lord, that they do what it takes so they can receive their miracle, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. We're praying for the homeless that's out there, don't have shelter, Lord. We're praying for shelter for them, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You can do it, Lord. You can do it. And we just asking you to go out there and touch the ones that are crying out to you right now all over the nation, Lord, at this hour of prayer, Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord. Answer their prayer, Lord. They're crying out to you because they love you, Lord, and they know your strength. And some of them don't even know you, Lord, crying out to you, Lord. Oh, yes, answer the cry, Lord, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, 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 thank you, Jesus. Father, we pray for those that take time every morning to get up and come to this prayer line, and those that haven't made it today, those that come in late, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we're asking you to just speak to us, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we want to hear more and more of you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we're praying for each and every one. And their family members, Heavenly Father, you know what's going on in each and every one of our life, in our mind, in our thought, Lord. Just be there for us, Lord, and answer these prayers, answer the prayer requests that's in their mind, Lord, those that haven't spoken them, those that are thanking them, those that have been prayed for already, Lord. We're asking that you answer those prayers, Lord. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we're praying for the first responders, Lord. Protect them, Lord. Protect them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. The nurses, the doctors. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying that a lot of people don't even take this thing serious, Heavenly Father. Oh, open their eyes, Lord. Let someone say something. They'll realize what's going on, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Because you, oh God, you change this thing. Change their mind, Lord. Those that's walking around thinking it's not real, Lord, that they're vulnerable, that they can't get this virus. Oh, yes, Lord. And we're praying for them, Lord. Only you can make it happen. Only you can open their eyes, Lord. They can have a word said to them, Lord, or something to come to their mind that they realize that this thing is serious, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father. Protect each and every one of us that's out here that's got faith in those that are really believing in you, Lord, that knows that they're covered. They're staying home, Lord, unless they have to go out, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Protect those that don't know no better, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father. Oh, yes, Father, we believe you are the Word, and the Word is you. You are true, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying that you magnify more and more healing in this world, Lord. More and more and more healing. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. There are some that need ventilation, that need those machines, Lord. We're asking that you just touch with the people, that they'll be willing to let them go, to provide them, Lord, that they provide more machines for the people that are out there, Lord. There are people out there that need testing and be sent home, Lord, end up on a ventilator and dying because they didn't test them in time, Lord. Lord, you can change all of that, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, change it. Change it, Lord. Change it, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For you are a way maker, Lord. Make way for these people in need, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When people refuse them, you can change their mind, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying right now for these people, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We worship you, Lord, for who you are, just for being God, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Father. Father, you are the way and you are the light, Lord. And we follow you, Lord, with all our heart and soul. We trust in you, Lord. Hallelujah. For there is no one like you. There is no one like you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of you and you being a part of us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. Oh, yes, so we know this virus is sin. Oh, yes, Lord. We know we'll see it, Lord. We'll see your mighty work take place, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We're asking that your will be done, not our will, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Father. But we're praying for those that's incarcerated, Father. We hear the virus is spreading all in our jails, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We're asking for healing for those people, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the healing. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Heavenly Father. Father, we just come to you right now. Just saying that we love you, Lord, with all our heart, Lord, all our soul, all our mind, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. Oh, yes, Father. Father, I connect every prayer that's being prayed, even the people that are being prayed for. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our King and our power and our glory, Lord. And we love you, Lord, with all our heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we come before thy throne of grace, O Lord God. We came to worship you and praise you today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for resurrection morning on yesterday morning, O Lord God, and all the people that were able to gather themselves together with safe distancing, O Lord God, between them, O Lord God, and begin to worship and praise you, Lord God, just to give you thanks and praise and glory, Lord God. As we went through the city, O Lord God, we praise you, Lord God, in different locations, O Lord God. Outreaches in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. You were moving by your spirit and by your power, O Lord God. Lord God, we realize that there is none greater, Lord God, none greater than you, O Lord God. We thank you for how we slumber and slept last night, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the very image of death, O Lord God. Woke up this morning, O Lord God, with our minds stayed on you, O Lord God. Knowing, O Lord God, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all which we ask or think in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask, O Lord God, that you bless the people that went through the storm and the tornadoes last night in Louisiana, oh Lord God, and even as we had the warning in this area here, the East Coast, oh Lord God, we ask that you bless and that you would keep, oh Lord God, by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, oh Lord God. For God spoke once and twice, have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God, oh Lord God. So, Lord God, we're giving you the honor, the glory, the praise, oh Lord God, with what your name deserves in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would bless our children, our grandchildren, oh Lord God, as many as far off as you would call, oh Lord God. God, we ask that you would bless, oh Lord God, the first responders, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you move by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power that you continuously bless, oh Lord God, firemen, policemen, oh Lord God, people that just have to be out there, oh Lord God, on the line of fire as we speak on the front line, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, oh Lord God, for the much needed products of disinfected that need to be delivered, oh Lord God, that they would be delivered on time, Lord. We pray, oh Lord God, that they would that the price gouging would stop, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and that you would protect the people, oh Lord God, even as they go into the supermarket, oh Lord God. So many of them there, oh Lord God. Bless you, Lord God, where the pricing is just on fear, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. It seems like they get with one hand and they figure out a way to take it right back with the other, oh Lord God. But Lord God, our trust is in you, oh Lord God, that you're going to bring us out, oh Lord God, that you're saving, oh Lord God, that you're delivering, oh Lord God, and that you're setting free, oh Lord God. Lord God, those that are in the emergency room, oh Lord God, that have other than the virus, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, bless the nurses and the doctors, oh Lord God, the first responders, oh Lord God. Lord God, operating rooms, oh Lord God, those, oh Lord God, that are not able to contend, oh Lord God, are able to fight situations that they're in, oh Lord God, those that can't have safe distance, like in prison, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, even in the work area, Lord God, post office, oh Lord God, UPS, and these postal companies, oh Lord God, where it's possible for them to do safe thing, oh Lord God, just protect the people that are there, that are there, oh Lord God, because they need to work, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, take your families, oh Lord God. So Lord, if you move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, we give that name the honor, the glory, and the praise, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the wife this morning, oh Lord God. We pray for our children, Lord God, children, mothers, oh Lord God. We thank you for the report, oh Lord God, that we receive in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we ask that you would bless people, oh Lord God, that they would think things twice through and even three times, oh Lord God, for there were so few that have, some that have committed suicide, Lord God, during this time for fear, the spirit of fear got them on, oh Lord God, and they took their life, oh Lord God, and to test them, oh Lord God, they didn't even have that, Lord God. So Lord God, we need you right now, oh Lord God. Oh, how we need you, oh Lord God, in a special way, oh Lord God, to bless our children, grandchildren, oh Lord God. Oh, as far that you may come, oh Lord God. Children playing in the street, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, would you just touch, oh Lord God, and move your hand in the media of sex, media, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Every few minutes every day, oh Lord God, it's something new, something different, oh Lord God, and not able to give the mind rest, oh Lord God. But Lord God, we come in this hour of power, pray, Lord God, to worship you, oh Lord God, and to go through with the teaching this morning, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you for the two new souls that came out, oh Lord God, to visit in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, to just press their way through, oh Lord God, because they know that you're there, that you're the God that blesses, you're the God that keeps, you're the God that delivers, oh Lord God. So we thank you, we praise you, oh Lord God, for the fellowship in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you bless Pastor Dolly, oh Lord God, and the work that she's doing here, Lord God, on the blog, talk radio, oh Lord God, and the prayer for deliverance ministry, oh Lord God. We ask that you bless each and every one, oh Lord God, to be strong and vigilant, oh Lord God, that they would press forward during this time, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and encourage each other, oh Lord God, with words of love, God, in the name of Jesus. For God had spoken once or twice, have I heard this, that power belongs unto God. Lord God, we realize that the battle is not ours, oh Lord God, but it is yours, oh Lord God. So we praise you, oh Lord God, for the workmanship of your hand, Lord, in the most difficult places, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for parents, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that has to do homeschooling, oh Lord God. Give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the patience, oh Lord God, in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. Lord God, let them feed the children properly, oh Lord God, and the things that won't cause them to be too active right now, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray against domestic violence, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, at this time, oh Lord God, during this pandemic, oh Lord God, many has lost their jobs, oh Lord God, and many of them on the stay home, so oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, not able to go out and circulate, oh Lord God, and find some type of relief, oh Lord God, walking in the park or jogging, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, so you would just bless, oh Lord God. Lord God, it's reported that domestic violence is on the rise, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and that's a serious thing there, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. So if you just move by your spirit this morning, God, and by your power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, we ask not only that you bless us here, on Blog Talk Radio, the Prayer Deliverance Ministry Prayer Line, oh Lord God, but other prayer lines, oh Lord God, have been invited to, oh Lord God. People are coming together, Lord God, and they are yet praying, oh Lord God, and asking you, oh Lord God, that you will remove this situation, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, that you remove it in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, so many people are coming together, Lord God, but the pandemic still is here, Lord God. So, Lord God, increase, oh Lord God, the number of people that are worshiping, praising you, Lord God, and those that are calling by your name, oh Lord God, to realize, oh Lord God, that this is a serious matter that's coming through us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Although we know, oh Lord God, and we know in our spirit that we would be all right, oh Lord God, but there's so many more, millions more, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Cover them all, Lord God, by your spirit, oh Lord God, by your power, Lord God. Let fresh oil come, oh Lord God. Send deliverance, oh Lord God. Send an answer, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, let this thing be stayed, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We're giving that name the honor, the glory, and the praise in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, give wisdom, oh Lord God, on budgeting and finances, oh Lord God. How become debt free, oh Lord God, as they're getting ready to pass out stimulus checks, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, however large or small, oh Lord God. Give them wisdom, oh Lord God. Touch the people's heart, oh Lord God, if they would send something, oh Lord God, to the house of God and the ministries, oh Lord God. Just touch their heart, oh Lord God, that they will be blessed, oh Lord God, more so than the part that comes in the mail and to the direct deposit, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray for your divine protection right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you will move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, even as the pastor has prepared, oh Lord God, to discuss, teach it, oh Lord God, and labor in the word, oh Lord God. We pray that you would anoint, oh Lord God, in a special way, oh Lord God, that you would send the anointing on Akkad, you'll see, Abel Shannon Akkad, make preaching and teaching easy, oh Lord God. If it's open with response, oh Lord God, let the commentary, oh Lord God, be understood by everyone, oh Lord God, and take it in the manner, oh Lord God, that we may glean, oh Lord God, in this hour, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray, oh Lord God, for our children, our grandchildren, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and everyone here that's on prayer, prayers, deliver ministry, Lord God, every prayer request that's in the mind, oh Lord God, that might not make it into the queue this morning, oh Lord God, that you would just bless and touch, oh Lord God, throughout, Lord God, wherever the broadcast is heard, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that your Shekinah glory begins to fill the place, oh Lord God, begin to fill the houses, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you for a beautiful resurrection day, oh Lord God, as we head down to the Pentecost season, oh Lord God, that you would bless, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. And I carry you, see. Hebo Shata Nakaya Saga. Hebo Sita Nakaya Siga. Yes, God, forget to pray for marriages, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would bless and strengthen them, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those that are even waiting for this situation, oh Lord God, this restriction lift up, oh Lord God, that they're able to get married, oh Lord God. Those women, oh Lord God, that are carrying babies, oh Lord God, and their womb right now, oh Lord God, and their bellies, oh Lord God, that you would touch, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those that have operations, oh Lord God, and recover right now in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, make it possible, oh Lord God, that everything go well in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Once again, and come back, oh Lord God, the stores that are running out of things, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they need to disinfect their homes, oh Lord God, in this time, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Give them time, oh Lord, let their mind come, oh Lord God, and begin to read your word, oh Lord God, and begin to glean from the scripture, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Maybe 10, 5, God, even after the prayer line is done, oh Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, we give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
word and share our prayers, and we will continue to okay, the noise there. Yeah, I'm guessing that you... Okay, we will continue to share our prayers and share the love of God, because we do know that iron sharpens iron, and as we work together in the kingdom, God is doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes. So we look to him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So as we have come together, there are so many things that are on our minds. And, you know, we have different things that are happening. And there was a video that I sent out, and in that video there was a teaching about the prophecies of the Bible. I don't know how many on this line were able to listen. If you heard a portion of it or if you heard all of it, there are some things in there that we know that God, well, basically it's just a teaching on the prophecies in the Bible, and there was the man who was teaching us was showing us how the Word of God came together in the past and how it will come together in the future. So right now, let me just get the names of those who are online today. If you would just give your name right now. If you have a prayer request or testimony, you can share that, and we'll talk a little bit about this teaching, this video that we had. So if you'll give your names this morning, that would be so wonderful.
Good morning, this is Grace Lee.
Good morning, Sister Grace. Good to hear your voice. God bless you.
Good morning, Apostle.
Amen. Apostle Wesley, good to
hear. Yes, the children's mother tested negative for the coronavirus during that situation, so everything's well there. The husband went to a recovery place, rehabilitation, but we thank God for that.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for his blessings for the mother there. I mean, it's just a good thing to know that God is right there and didn't allow her to get infected with the or affected by the COVID-19. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that.
Good morning. Good morning, Yvonne Lester.
Okay, Yvonne Lester, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning, this is Marie.
All right, Alice Marie, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning, this is Sister Linda. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Sister Linda. Good to hear your voice. God bless you.
Good morning, this is Sister Jeannie.
Sister Jeannie, good to hear your voice. God bless you.
God bless.
Good morning.
There was somebody else.
Lois.
Lois, okay. Good to hear your voice. God bless you.
Thank you. Yes, thank
you. Good morning. This is Sister Deborah.
All right. Sister Deborah, good to hear your voice. God bless you.
Thank
it's been
you.
A while since you heard your voice, my sister.
Yes.
Good morning, this is Stacy Ann.
Sister Stacy Ann, good to hear your voice. God bless you. And I believe I heard Sister Evangelist Juanita. Good to hear your voice. God bless you.
Bless you.
Anybody else?
Yes, good morning. My name is Cedric Phelps.
Cedric Phelps, good to hear
your
voice this morning. God bless you. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Anybody else? Somebody has a television or radio on. If you could please mute your line, that would be lovely, lovely, lovely. We don't want to hear those background noises. You can just hit the mute button on your phone. Amen. Oh, there's an echo. Okay. All right, we're going to have to stop this. Hold it. All right. If you're on a speakerphone, if you could get off the speakerphone so we don't hear that background reverb. Okay. All right. So we're grateful for each and every one, the new people who are here, those who are here most of the time. We're grateful that you have joined us today on this Monday. And by the way, my brother's birthday is today, and we want to pray for him because he needs Jesus. His name is Roderick, so we're going to keep him in prayer. And we know that God will change his heart and change his mind. He needs to just receive Jesus as Savior. So we're going to just keep Roderick and anybody else who you know needs Jesus Christ. We've been praying for salvation. You know, as my mother and dad, when they were alive, which both of them have passed on to eternity, they continued to pray for their children. They prayed for us until some of us came to Jesus, and some of us still need Jesus, and some of us were here and then we left. And so we just continue to pray that God will bring people to Jesus. Even though we are going through this crisis around the world, my prayer is that people will receive Jesus before they would leave this earth realm. There's so many different things that are going on in the earth that we need to keep the prayers going. As the young man was sharing on this video that we saw, that the prophecies that came to pass concerning different takeovers and different people who would change history, God used these people to fulfill his prophecy. Even as we think about how, let me just talk about when we were celebrating Jesus rising from the dead. Before he went to the grave, one of the things that was prophesied is that he would come and that he would be the Savior, that he would be the King, and that they would take his life. And during the course of him going to the cross, it was the prophecy in the Word, it was the prophecy in the book of Isaiah and different other places in the Bible that came to pass. And so God used these people, God used these men who took Jesus' life to fulfill the prophecy that was in the Bible. And so we know that, you know, we all, many celebrated Jesus rising, and, you know, we continue to celebrate him. We celebrate the fact that he did give his life for us and that he gave us an opportunity to come to Jesus Christ. So the different prophecies that have come forth and different things that will continue to come forth, we know there's going to come a time when the actual mark of the beast will be in place. And we have to look at what's happening right now and see what is really happening. We, many of us, don't have the discernment, but we have to ask God what is truly happening with this situation across the world, the plans that they have for the world, you know, to bring this to a one world order. It's not just happenstance or just not something that happened that so many people are dying, and really it's not as many as are dying from other sicknesses and diseases, but they're putting fear in people so that whatever plan they have, and I don't know all the details, but there is something more than what we can see or what we hear in the news that they want to do. So I would encourage each and every one of us to stay in prayer and listen to the voice of God. And if you have something that God has given you to share with us, you're welcome to do that, because we need to know what to do and what not to do. The main thing that we have to do is trust in the Lord. And so, as you know, as was saying about Jesus going to the cross, you know, he could have called his angels to help him to get down from the cross. He could have just told him, I'm not going to the cross. But it was a part of the fulfillment of the plan of God that Jesus would come and give his life so that we would have life and life eternally, that we would have an opportunity to come and receive him as Lord and Savior. So all the things that happened with the denial of Peter, denying him, and he even told Peter he was going to deny him before the cock crew the third time. Peter would have, I mean, before the cock crew, Peter would have denied him three times. So we are thanking God for even other prophecies in the Word. I mean, he's told us that there will be wars and rumors of wars. There will be pestilences, and there will be earthquakes in diverse places. And even recently, I believe we heard an earthquake that was in either Utah or some state that you don't normally hear about an earthquake in that area. So the prophetic things that have been put in the Bible are still coming to pass, and many more will come to pass, and we should not be anxious. And I encourage everyone to not be fretful and unbelieving. Don't be afraid. You know, things happen to help us to get closer to God, to put our faces towards the wall. Many times I think about Hezekiah when he was told that he was going to die. He turned his face to the wall and he asked the Lord for more time. There are times we have to just put everybody out of the place where we are, get ourselves in a quiet place, get ourselves in a place where nobody is. As I shared my time with God in the backyard about 4 hours on Saturday, I was just sitting there because it was so beautiful out there with the sun shining, just sitting in the sun and just studying and reading and gleaning from the Word and getting more information from the Lord. You know, we have to spend time with Him so that we will know what to do and be able to share and help others who are out there, you know, people who may be afraid. Of course, you know, we are human beings, but at the same time, we have to put our faith in the Lord. You know, don't be fearful and unbelieving because of what's happening. You know, these are man-made things that are going on around the world, and we know that people have a plan. There's a lot of greed. God said that there will be greed in the last days, and we see that. I mean, so many people who have a lot of money, and they're just so greedy. They don't want other people to be a part of that, and they're just, you know, doing crazy things. So we have to trust the Lord and don't lean to your own understanding. In all our ways, we will acknowledge Him because He directs our path. So each and every day, you know, look to the Lord. Each and every day, as I tell us, you know, each and every one of us should have someone we can call, we can pray with, we can maybe do a Bible study during this time when nobody, well, some people are going to work, but a lot of people are out of work. When you're at home and you're not doing anything, some people can't work from home because of the nature of your job. Spend time in the Word, spend time in prayer, and listen to the voice, and ask God to give you the strength. Ask God to even show you things. And even as we went through this video, there was one thing in particular. There was a time when Daniel had to interpret a dream. In fact, the Lord had to give him the king's dream because the king had forgotten what the dream was all about. And so only God can do something like that. You know, God can help. He helped Daniel to know the dream, and then he helped Daniel to interpret the dream. And so the Lord deals with me in dreams a lot of times. He shows me visions sometimes, and there are times when I may not share everything that God gives me, but we pray about everything. You know, there are times He'll show me something and I'll wake up and it's like, I just need to pray. I may write it down or I may record what it was I saw in the dream. There are times I bring it to the line and we pray about different things because we know that God is the one who can help to divert some disasters that may be coming up or things that may be coming up that we know only prayer can change. And so we thank the Lord, even as we think about Jonah, when he was sent to Nineveh, and he had to tell the people what God had told him that they needed to change. And so when they made that change, then the Lord did not destroy the city. They went into a time of fasting. And so when we speak what God tells us, God can bring some change in your life or change in somebody's life. So we have to be in tune. And so that is one reason why I wanted us to listen to this video. And if you haven't listened to it, I would encourage you to go ahead and see, because the United States of America is a major player, a major part of what God has ordained in His Word. We live in America, and so there's information in this video about the beast and the beast that rose up. And so we have to, you know, I don't know all the details about how God put these things together, but I do know that He has given people insight. And I personally don't know everything, and I can't know everything, but God puts different people in different places so that we will be aware, so that we can understand, so that we'll be prepared. So we have to prepare our hearts and minds for the things that God has in store for us, the things that will come up. We have to be ready to continue to pray. You know, there are so many people who have called and people I have not talked to in many years. In fact, I talked to one of my cousins. I had not really seen or talked to her since I was a child, and we had a good conversation. She's one of the ones we prayed for concerning the COVID-19, and she's doing fine. So, you know, God is just bringing things to our attention. And not only that, you know, I was just thinking about how the churches, all the churches are you know, you can't go and meet in the churches. Why is that? Why is that? And I believe that the Lord has, he's not pleased with some of the things that are happening in our churches or that were happening in our churches and some of the things that they plan to continue to do. God gives us time to correct. God gives us time to reflect and think about what it is have I been doing? What have I been doing that is not pleasing to God? In our churches, the leaders of our churches, some of them just, they teach to itching ears. They're not teaching the truth about anything. They're not telling people that they need to be saved. They need to come out of their sin. They're not telling people the truth about how they need to get their lives right with Jesus Christ. And we must understand the word that tells us that if we don't tell the truth and the people go to hell, then that blood is going to be on our hands. And if we do tell the truth and the people go to hell, then that's on their hands. I mean, that's on them that they didn't make that decision. So we have to put it out there. And so, like, when one of my friends called me, and we've been knowing each other since I was a child, and she's a little bit older than me, maybe 3 or 4 years. And whenever we see her, she's always doing things that are, I mean, she doesn't receive Jesus as the Savior. She has rejected God. And so she called me. She was telling us about her mother who had COVID-19, and then come to find out she had COVID-19. She was very incoherent on the telephone. But at the same time, while she was screaming and all this stuff, I still told her she needs Jesus as her Savior. She needs to pray and ask God to give her the mind to be saved. So, you know, we have to seize the moment. We have to redeem the time. We have to take that opportunity. You know, we talk every now and then. But, you know, there are times when the Lord will give you that time to reach out and tell somebody. You need Jesus Christ. You need to come to the body of Christ, because you don't know. You could be the one of the ones that passes away because of all the things that are happening out there. And so we keep the prayers going because we know that God is a good God and his mercies endure forever and ever. So anybody have anything you want to share concerning what you saw or some other stuff that would be beneficial to us this morning? We have a few minutes. Amen. Okay. All right. Well, we'll say a prayer and then we'll end.
Okay. I was given a chance. I had a thought there. I was giving people a chance to talk.
Okay.
But
okay.
I believe that. Okay. I believe that this is a number of things happening. I saw the video in its entirety. And what happened, it was a very, very good, very well put together a seminar that it was out of video. But what I see is that that we're dealing with a lot that God is sovereign, and that's not going to change. But I believe it was the end or not, I couldn't tell. But what it is, I believe it's a number of things that happened there, from all the prophecies that God did, that God's word is true. That's first and foremost. But what I get was that a lot of times there are generational curses, and there are worships. That's more or less the word I look for. There are worship in there, and there's things that are idolatry, and pagan religions. And from mm-hmm. what the understanding was, it was pretty clear that it has interwoven with Christian worship. So it's like at some point it become like a double-minded thing, or two things, you know. And what happened is it hinders and it would stagnate the growth of the Christian and the church. So I think it's time to just sort out things. And if you see it, and when you see it, you have to figure out what some of the worships that you're doing that is really a pagan religion that you would stop, you know. And if you would take the time to find the one thing that you want to stop that you just don't think is right, or is a pagan worship, that God will begin to give you more. I've seen the one thing that I say, I just say to say with grace. So when it gets to the end, you know, he begins to talk about different gods that they had changed and had flipped things around. When they said that we started worshiping God on Sunday, that it was a thing for the sun god, I sort of left that alone, and I prayed about it and talked to the Lord. I said, well, Lord, this is one of the things that is widespread, because we're followers of Christ and we have chosen that day. So that sort of, again, through other things like the religion and the worship of the animals and stuff and making sacrifices of children and stuff, these things are like curses that are in the earth. And like the Medes and the Medes and Persians, they talk about them. And even that dream that Daniel interpreted of Nebuchadnezzar, that a lot of these people are descendants. That's what I got out of it, that they were descendants and they're still here and they're still trying to carry it on. And I believe that's what's causing it. Now, with the pandemic that is coming, don't know what the outcome is going to be. They have it, and the numbers are up and down. I see that they had, I see in the, with it, that the prices in the supermarket, they're going as much as 50 cents to a dollar high on everything. So there's not really no way to, looks like to get ahead of things, because they situate and they line themselves up with the government. By the time that the government will release something to you, they already consumed it. And what happened was that it's an attack also. I'm not doubting the authenticity of this here virus, but I see that it's impeding the church and the worshipers. Those that desire to worship, they found a way. There was a church in Backaby, we used to go there a while ago, and they were in the parking lot, and they were every other car space, they begin to worship and praise the Lord. A lot of people are coming together at this time. My family, sister, she got on the prayer line there, and we had one Saturday. I mean, I talked to people that I haven't talked to in years, and it was just a blessing to tell them to just be encouraged at this time. So God is using this here situation, it's a great evangelistic tool for us to get out and encourage people in their hearts. Hallelujah. There are people that were having marriages. Let me know, not to go too long over here all the time. But anyway, it's a situation where people get married and they wanted counseling for the marriage because they were going teetle-totter with it. But God is using this here, and that's what I want to say. It's not all I want to say, but it's just a time, to me, it's a time of reflection, and if you see it, it will give you things to think about, and it should boost up and encourage you to pray for more understanding and clarity of what's going on at this time. I thank you for the time, Pastor Dolly.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Sister Juanita, I have to agree. When I watched the movie, one thing that stood out to me also was the fact that he spoke about Sunday and the sun god and the different things that have crept into Christianity that are from pagan worship. And it just brought to me that, you know, when we spend time in the Word, that we really need to spend time studying the Word and really asking God for direction and asking God mm-hmm. to reveal us, because sometimes we just fall in, because we hear something or we see something, we just fall into it instead of really checking and asking God, is this correct? Are we doing things correctly? And so I really appreciate the fact that he used the book of Daniel, you know, which is a prophetic book from the Old Testament, and how some of the things that Daniel just spoke about, how we can see them right now happening today in our time. Mm-hmm. So this is a really time to examine and really spend time, you know, like the country is shut down, yes, you know, but we can spend more time in the Word, you know, and asking God to reveal these truths, and not only truth, but reveal errors, so that we won't continue to walk in error, because we want to be, the Word says we will know the truth will make us free, you know, so we want to be walking in that freedom that God has given us, so we can be able to share and to encourage others to do the same thing. So that's part of, so I'm grateful that Apostle Horsey brought that part out about the sun worship, because I thought about that also. That stuck with me, and I've been really asking God just to give us revelation. You know, those of us that want to know the truth, you know, when you want to know the truth of God, you will really seek and you will cry out to Him. He said, "You will find me when you search me with your whole heart." So that's just my little, you know, add addition to what Apostle Horsey said.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Yeah, that's the thing. Correction in our churches, I'm telling you. It just was a revelation to me when different things I was seeing, and then it came to my mind, why are all these churches closed down? I mean, yes, we're live streaming, but why is it that we're not worshiping in the churches right now? And the Lord, you know, many years ago with the children of Israel, he did various things with them when they took to worshiping the pagans, the pagan gods, when they were captured. I mean, they had to come into correction. I mean, God allowed them to be captured, and then he delivered them. And so right now, he's captured our attention. So as both Evangelist Juanita and Apostle Horsley shared, I mean, about this sun worship, the sun god. There was a sun god that they were talking about in this video, Sunday, and it's more to it than that. Constantine, if you go back and listen, if you haven't listened to the video, go back. If you didn't get it, let me know. You can dial me at 904-859-1022. You can dial me or text me, and I can send you a copy of the video, because I believe it's very important that we listen to it and glean some stuff and then go into prayer, find out what God wants us to do, because he doesn't want us to stay the same. He does not want us to stay the same. In fact, one Sunday, I think it was last, not yesterday, but the Sunday before that, the church service, there were several people, even the prayer leader, before we get into the service, there was a prayer call from the leader of the church, and he was in the book of Malachi, and he was talking about turning from the things that we've been doing. And then the prayer, when the prayer came forth at the service, the minister who was praying said he heard the word turn that day. That morning, God had told him. And then the Bishop Dale C. Bronner, he's the bishop of the church, he was talking about turning. And so we have to turn. It's time for us to turn from the things that are not of God. God doesn't want to stay the same. I mean, there are times when he will bring correction to the whole world, like what he's doing right now. He's allowing us to have that time to look at what we've been doing that is not pleasing to him. So everybody be in prayer about what direction to go in. I've been praying, and, you know, I've been talking to people about, you know, what God is saying and what we need to do. And so we have to listen to the voice and go in the right direction, know the times. We'll just continue coming, and there will be some changes down the road, or I don't know how soon, but there will be some things that God would have us to do. So, everybody, I love you. Anybody else, before we go, let me just give you another chance. If you have something that you might want to say before we leave, while we're talking about this morning, I'm just going to open it up one more time. Amen. Okay. So everybody's okay this morning. I pray that you have a beautiful day. Take the time to maybe call somebody, as we, you know, call somebody who may have not had anybody talk to them in a while. We need to hear some voices. People need to hear voices. You know, we call, I mean, we text and we send emails and that kind of stuff, but call, because people need to hear the voice so that they will know that they are thought of, that we're still alive. And maybe say a prayer when you call them. You know, I call people and I say, let's have a prayer before we leave. So anyway, I love each and every one of you. I pray that you have received something today. Thank everyone for the prayers. We know that the fervent effectual prayers of a righteous man avail as much. And we know that God is doing a great thing. It's marvelous in our eyes. So I'm just so grateful for this time of fellowship that we have in the mornings. Go in peace. And may the favor of God and man be with you everywhere you go. And go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. This is a time to be zealous about the things of God. I love you all. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior.
We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.